So welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the, and I should know the date.
16th.
Wednesday the 16th of April. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre with Kay. Hi Kay.
Hello Jeanette. Good to be back here.
It is indeed. Always is nice to be here. So.
And Gary, that's Gary in the background.
So I'd better be quick. I will kick off. 150 years ago. New council chamber. The Gawler Corporation appeared to be fated to meet with obstacles at every step taken by them towards obtaining a meeting room and offices somewhat more suited to the position of Gawler than the present municipal headquarters. At the council meeting on Monday last, when every difficulty appears to have been surmounted and the road to obtaining a suitable council chamber clear before them, a sudden obstruction crops up in the shape of a deputation that presented a memorial signed by several ratepayers questioning the legal power of the corporation.
Oh, for goodness
sake. So this would have been when they were still looking at the Northern Market site, I assume. So maybe somebody didn't want the Northern Market site, which didn't come to pass, of course.
No, but it's crazy stuff, isn't it?
It never changes, does it?
No, we've got people even now that say, oh, well, local government doesn't exist. It's just a, and, you know, it has no power and it shouldn't. And it's like, yeah, righto. Well, you tell me about it. Fine. 100 years ago, Gawler summer meeting. Satisfactory nominations were received by the Gawler Jockey Club Limited for the summer meeting to be raced on the club's Evanston property on Saturday, January 24. Well, okay, that's interesting that it appeared 100 years ago, but maybe the date's a bit flexible. Ish, 100 years ago-ish.
Yes, that's very ish, isn't it?
Very
yes.
Short story too, that one.
Yes, yeah. Yes, maybe they were struggling to find something of interest 100 years ago.
Oh, maybe.
It must be hard. Some weeks there isn't much.
1925, yeah.
Yes. So, 50 years ago, bus service here may be improved. A study aimed at improving bus services in the Gawler-Barossa Valley area will be undertaken by the Australian government. The national study follows the reduction of the services provided by private bus operators in the metropolitan area and large provincial centres. So I'm just throwing by that, bus operations in the metropolitan area. I would have thought it was bus operators, but yeah, I'm not sure that's correct. Yes, well, I think it's really only, I don't know what bus services were like. There weren't any when I moved here.
They've only come in.
Yes.
Well, you see, they used to have the train up to the Barossa.
Yes.
So, so the bus services have only come here in the last really 15 years.
Yes. Yeah. And now the dial-up bus, which I think has been very successful.
I think that's been the model that's worked best.
Yes.
A little bus that just sort of whizzes around, picks up a few people.
Because it's not really a service that will be profitable. It's a service.
It's a service. It's not a...
Yeah.
It's like everything local government. We look at it in terms of, oh, it should be, you know, we should be making money or... It's not. It's a service organisation.
Right. Yes.
And the aim is to break even.
That. You've got to be there for your population.
Yeah.
Because and otherwise your whole society starts to fall apart.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so important to provide those services. And they won't necessarily be profitable, but it's not about...
None of them are. Libraries aren't profitable.
No.
Oh, well, we need to cut staff because they're not profitable. It's like, no, that it's a service.
Exactly. They're for the betterment of your community.
Yeah. Oh, it's but I don't use the library. Well, that's your choice. It's there for you to use it.
Yes.
You know.
I actually don't use the library particularly, but I'm on the friends that I support the library every way I can because I think it's so important as a service to be there.
Oh, well, I'm a regular at our library and I'll call in probably twice a week on average, and I use the building as a JP because it's a neutral, central place to meet with people.
Yeah.
All right, 25 years ago, market future in doubt. The future of the popular Thursday market has been placed in doubt by the Gawler Anglican Church Diocese's decision to investigate a commercial development of the Gawler South Hall in Adelaide Road. The familiar Gawler landmark is owned by the Anglican Parish of Gawler, which signalled its intention to investigate a redevelopment of the hall at a vestry meeting on April 9. And there's a photograph of the popular Gawler South
market
in full swing.
I was so sad.
It was great.
It was a lovely market.
Yeah.
And
because it's gone to car wash or something. Is that the
car wash?
It's
a car wash there now.
Yeah.
But originally they were going to demolish the hall as well.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And that was a lot of controversy about that.
Church of the...
It belongs to the church over the road. I think it is.
Oh, it's the church over the road. Yeah, Gawler's out. We, anyway, everyone
but
used it.
But I noticed they've now just covered the roof in solar panels.
Oh, have they? Someone must be... Are they using it?
Obviously using it for something. Because that was a such a part of the community too.
Well, it's a bit like taking away the war memorial.
It is, exactly.
That sort of discussion.
Yes, yeah. It's the same sort of thing. So, 10 years ago, danger zone, no plans to upgrade. The Transport Department has no plans to upgrade the notorious Dalkeith Main North Road intersection near Cuddler, despite strong calls for improved safety at the site. Intersection upgrade plans were submitted for the 2014-15 Black Spot program by the Transport Department last year, but were later rejected for funding. At the time, a department spokesperson said there were plans to resubmit the project subject to a review of 2009-2013 crashes and cost estimate this year. But this week, the Transport Department told the Bunyip there was currently no upgrade plans for the site.
Well, they've got traffic lights here now.
Yes.
So I think that really needed to happen. Mm. It needed to happen, so.
It did, yes. Well, that's it for this week.
That is.
And happy Easter.
Oh, yes, happy Easter.
To everyone.
Yes. All right. Okay. Speak next week.
Yes. For all like sign.